The answer is D. It's the only one that has a high anion gap, metabolic acidosis, and our sodium potassium are both in the normal range. So aspirin does not cause derangement of sodium and potassium. In addition, when we calculate anion gap, bear in mind that salicylates, which is aspirin, is the S in mud piles, our mnemonic for high anion gap, which we calculate by adding bicarbonate to chloride, taking that number and subtracting it from sodium. That should be 13 or greater. So choice D is the only one that checks out. All the other choices A through C, our anion gap is not elevated, and or we have derangements in sodium and potassium. And then choice E is wrong because we have a metabolic alkalosis, which doesn't make sense at all. Okay, that's it.